Greater love hath no man than this. Member Peter O'Malley describes his trip to London last November for the National Remembrance Parade. It was the Saturday evening of Remembrance weekend. After spending 2 weeks fundraising for the Poppy Appeal with my local Royal British Legion at a service station, I set off to London with my guide, Victor. While we waited for the train, we talked to two young lads who asked us what the poppy meant. We explained that it's a symbol of hope and remembrance. The message needs to be understood by the next generation. At Marylebone Station, we were guided through a gate opened for us by a railway attendant. He acknowledged us with gratitude for our military service. A taxi then took us to the hotel, and on arrival, I gave the driver a £20 note, refusing Victor's attempts to pay. But then a member of the public appeared and paid the fare for us. Four guys came up and shook our hands. The guy who paid didn't seem to want to let my hand go. We then gathered with the Blind Veterans UK staff and members in the hotel. Our charity is full of characters and legends, and it always amazes me how much staff help us to get together for remarkable events like this. After a great evening, Victor and I retired early, after midnight. Breakfast the following morning was excellent, reminding us of past days enjoying a full English in the forces. Then we made our way out of the hotel to the taxi rank and were driven to Trafalgar Square by a kind-hearted taxi driver who didn't charge us a penny. I enjoyed a bit of banter with the driver, telling him I thought he was going the long way round and explaining that when I used to be a minicab driver, I did all my own accounts. He said he was going to drop me off at the Treasury as he thought they might want to have a word with me. We arrived and walked through Admiralty Arch between the Mall and Trafalgar Square, where the security checked us through. An infantryman with a gleaming musical instrument told me the difference between a trumpet and a bugle. He said he was a good player, but I thought he sounded like he needed a bit more practice before being let loose on people's eardrums. We got to Horse Guards Parade and stood together as a charity. The veterans of air, land and sea who work for London Regional Transport formed up beside us as they usually do, wearing their smart blue jackets and caps. Never on time, gestured a Guards Sergeant Major. Then our blind veterans joined in. Late as usual, ding ding, tickets please. Soon Blind Veterans UK former CEO Nick Kaplan came to chat to me. Kind words, words of encouragement and words of praise. Nick was clearly feeling the sense of dignity, devotion to duty and protection of freedom that the occasion marks. Just standing in Horse Guards Parade gives you a sense of what selfless service looks like, especially when the Chelsea pensioners pass by. They received such heartfelt applause from all the veterans, as did the paras, marines and Gurkhas. The Falkland veterans stood out with their blue, white and green scarves. Unfortunately, there were too many widows and orphans wearing their black and yellow scarves. We seemed to be the last leaving Horse Guards Parade this time, passing through the small arch and turning right into Whitehall to a loud chorus of applause from the public was so uplifting. We came to stand at the same place as last year, opposite Downing Street, near to the cenotaph. The wreaths were laid in silence, one by our new king, marking a new era. The whole weekend was like a dream. The familiarity of friends, the military parade orders, the marching, the camaraderie, and then the solemn silence, sacred hymns and the prayers. We heard Big Ben begin to chime to the sound of the cannon fire and repeat the chimes 11 times, then absolute silence, apart from the screeching of seagulls as if they were in agonising pain, reminiscent of the sacrifices made. This silence is our time, our moment of living in the here and now, reflecting on the sacrifices made for our freedom. This is a treasured moment and a sacred, solemn reminder of the price that had to be paid to enjoy the opportunities that living in freedom gives us, a gift from our armed forces. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John chapter 15, verse 13. They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we shall remember them. Then appropriately, the band played edifying music to bring joy to the hearers. Those who made sacrifices wished that future generations could experience freedom. This wish has been fulfilled. There's nothing quite like marching behind a guard's band. We received the royal salute and returned to Horse Guards Parade. After the event, we found our taxi driver friends who took us back to the hotel, where we said our goodbyes to friends, staff and guides. The railway company had waived fares for veterans, and so we travelled home first class, no less. A truly fitting end to a first class experience.